Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, texters not giving up to 51551. The free school meal scheme is a disaster. I'm a teacher and the quality is awful. They get stodgy pizza and curries where the sauces resemble gloopy jelly. Kids don't eat the roast dinners at all. They're very dry. They eat the chicken goujons, pasta, and some eat the pizza. You can continue getting in touch, 51551 or WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. But now, what impact has COVID had on the fashion industry, and in particular on what men are wearing? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Aoife Dunican, the Style Bob, a personal and corporate consultant. Aoife, thanks for coming in. How has men's fashion changed since COVID?
Well, we've seen a massive change, Colm, the last 5 years. They kind of call the 2020 period, seemingly they've coined it, the great slobification. We've all been there, you know, leggings every day. That was as glamorous as we got. So it's interesting. I mean, lots of things have changed, you know, for good and for better. But what I've seen certainly in the last kind of year is that yes, things are still more casual, but we're being called back into the office now. You see more companies are calling their people back in. We see the Irish really flying the flag for fashion abroad, and particularly men. And this has kind of set a little bit of a, I suppose, a little wave effect. If you think of the likes of Paul Mescal, okay, we'll drop the O'Neill shorts for now.
Well, but, he won't, thankfully, but
well, he won't, let's hope not. But, you know, he's away internationally. He is looking very slick. He's wearing some On Rocha, really fantastic labels. We see a lot more self-expression on the red carpet. Look what Jonathan Anderson's doing. He's taking over as creative director of Dior. I was not at the horse show last week, but the word coming back on the street was that the men were extremely fashionable.
Really?
So I think we're starting to smarten up again. We can't hide behind the screen as much as we used to anymore. And certainly I know from dressing men, you'd actually be quite surprised how vain they are.
Really?
Yes.
I think for few enough people would be surprised at the vanity of men. But anyway, people have missed their chance to tog out in their finery at the horse show, but autumn is coming and winter after that. So coming into the autumn season, what are you telling men to wear?
Okay, so today is an interesting one because we're nearly at 25 degrees. But certainly, you know, autumn winter is a great time, especially in this country with the temperatures that we have, to really invest in good separates. Now, what we're seeing actually is a bit of town meets country, kind of city slicker meets country, you know, country squire.
Translate so, there. What does that mean?
So what that means is lots of cord coming back, lots of heritage tweeds. And I know we might think that, you know, we might have connotations of that being quite old fashioned, but it's quite cool. So if we think of, let's say, that brand Barber, for example, you know, people would think of Barber years ago as the farmers wearing their Barber jackets. We now see, you know, guys on the street with really nice selvedge jeans. Selvedge jeans is a really nice dark navy denim with what we call a nice cord shirt, or it could be a suede jacket.
A cord shirt.
So, you know, we think we just get up in the morning like guys do, put on, you know, jeans and a shirt. But actually we need layering in this country. And a cord shirt is a great way, or it could be cord or tweed, to look put together. Because, you know, Colm, I dress men, and what do they want? Put together as quick and easy as possible.
Right.
And you can have a t-shirt on or something, you put on your cord shirt and you feel very, very together. So layering's really coming back. So although we're seeing suiting, believe it or not, coming back, it's all gone a bit more casual. So you can even have your cord suit if you wanted to. We're seeing jeans getting a little bit darker. We're seeing tweed jackets, but all a bit unstructured and kind of sloppy. Nothing as formal.
Sloppy good, sloppy bad?
No, sloppy good, sloppy good. Like, so what I mean, like an unstructured jacket, it could be, let's say, have you heard of a chore jacket?
Is it like one of those ones people used to wear in storerooms years ago?
Yes.
Kind of the blue overall jacket.
Yes, yeah. With the pockets to hold all the bits.
100%.
Yeah. So they're very trendy now. So if you were to go out now, come tomorrow and buy yourself a chore jacket, you'd look very well. But again, back into a lovely tweed flannel cord or a heavy cotton. We're also seeing jeans getting a little bit darker. So if you want to look a bit put together, selvedge denim, which is lovely Japanese denim, you look put together, and they're very, very smart. So we're seeing cord, we're seeing tweed. We're all seeing colour dial down a bit. It's not all about bright colours. We're seeing a lot of olive green, brown, believe it or not. Now, some people kind of go, I did that in my school uniform, I did grey. But brown and suede is really beautiful. We're seeing a lot of olive green come in, and believe it or not, a burgundy. Burgundy's right. All over the place. So
you're kind of talking about, almost hunting gear, are you?
Kind of like, yeah, but hunting gear kind of going down Grafton Street as opposed to being on a horse.
Yeah, leave the shotgun at home. Yeah. So look, Irish male looking to put a few wardrobe staples by, what are you looking at? Talk us through some of the core ingredients, the must-haves.
Let's start from the bottom up. Okay, shoes.
Okay.
Right. So there's two types of shoes. There's your trainer and there's your casual, you know, your more kind of formal shoe. If you're going to wear a white sneaker, just make sure it's white, not gone a bit kind of...
clean.
Yeah, clean, not needs a little bit of sif or whatever. Or if you're in an office, and you know, a lot of office now, smart casual environment, a dark suede or leather trainer really smartens a look.
Are you again the white trainer? Do you just think it's just too high maintenance for Irish weather?
No, I like white trainers, but I think sometimes people think, stick on a white trainer and I'm really casual. You know, it has to be a nice white trainer for a start. You know, it has to not be the one you wear to the gym. And I think that, again, it has to be, you know, not make your feet look really flat. I quite like what we call an elegant trainer. It's a little bit more, it's less...
bit of a rise in the sole, is it?
Yeah, and a little bit neater, not kind of less ASICS look. I love navy suede. I love a dark leather trainer. Then we move up the line. We come to our jeans and chino again. We go to the darker jean.
Dark denim, yeah.
Dark denim
is very... Are you talking turned up at the bottom now with this look?
You can't know more than you think you do.
I don't. I'm just thinking dark. Dark jeans. You've already talked me through the chore coat. I'm thinking that, you know, what store owner in the old Western films didn't have turned up jeans?
Yeah, and they're very cool. So you're absolutely right. Dark denim looks even very intentional turned up at the bottom, showing that little bit of white. It'll also save you the €25.
And the cut of them?
The cut, now, not too tight. Okay, right. You have to be able to breathe as well. But, you know, and that's the whole thing with chinos as well. That kind of tight-fitted chino look is not that it's gone out of fashion. There's a lot more pleating coming in. Things are a little bit looser. So we are talking
Leave about, a bit more to the imagination.
Well, that's true. That is true. But it's still the good thing about, you know, not that there's a good thing about COVID, but comfort's going nowhere. So although we're talking about salvage denim, it does stretch out. It's not like, if you think about our Levi's 501s, they're still a very comfortable jean. They always got better. You know, we didn't keep washing them. But it's still comfort. It's just looking put together.
So if you're talking about jeans off the shelf, you know, they're slim fit, they're straight fit, more in line with the straight
more fit. Colm. Definitely more straight, not skinny. And certainly with men, you know, men sometimes thighs can be, you know, a little bit bigger than women's. So men sometimes will get a straight leg jean that will allow for that. That's a little bit better. If you are big into T-shirts and you want to let's then transition a little bit. In winter time, we're seeing now a lot more, believe it or not, Aran jumpers and all that come back. Not that they ever went anywhere, but certainly if you like a round neck crew and you feel I'd like to smarten it up a bit. Changing to a polo neck jumper, like a knitted polo, looks really smart. Looks very well on Zoom. Because the whole thing as well with people who are working here on Zoom is a collar always works better. Now, it depends what industry you're in. You know, like I'm talking about something maybe a little bit more formal. So a knitted collar, you know, shirt looks really well. A suede jacket is definitely a must, or a shore jacket.
Really, yeah.
And leather. Do you have any of your old leather jackets left back from the...
No, it's sore point actually. Leather jacket got robbed, yeah, left on a bus.
Oh no.
Yeah, rang. Anyway, I won't get into it. It's a source of pain.
But did you love it?
I did, yeah, I loved it, yeah.
But if you were to go...
Somebody went on holidays to Argentina and brought me back a leather jacket. Delighted with myself, yeah, gone.
Well, would you not think about getting another one?
Oh, I don't know. Could it ever be replaced? You know, maybe.
But I think you'd look very well in a leather jacket.
Well, we'll give it a lash.
I would.
Would you be talking about, anyway? The shirts you mentioned t-shirts. Yeah. What about shirts? What kind of fabrics are you talking about?
So look, at the crispier, the heavier the cotton. I won't start getting into percentages of cotton, but the heavier the cotton, the more crisp a shirt is. Right now, if you're thinking that's all too much on ironing and all that, There is actually, I don't know if you have a brand called Uniqlo or Marks & Spencer's. They do a great iron-free shirt. And trust me, I bought them and they work.
Actual iron-free.
Actual iron-free.
I have bought the iron-free shirts before and still find myself standing there with that shirt in the stack of ironing.
Well, this morning there was an iron-free shirt ready for a certain person to go out the door, my son actually. And it was perfect from Uniqlo. So if that's all too much, but crisp Oxford cotton. And what I say to people as well is go to your local boutique. You know, there's some fabulous men's boutiques in Ireland. I mean, really, really good. You can also go on the high street. You can get in at this at every level. But I always say spend money on your good basics. You know, really good cost per wear. Like, you know, you can get yourself a jeans on Uniqlo as well. They're £30-40. But, and, you know, really spend on a decent pair of shoes as well, because we talked about trainers.
Oh, yeah, we said trainers. Go on. What are you looking at in shoes there?
So with shoes, I mean, there's always that kind of whole brown, dark brown story. Let's talk about brown shoes. The rule with brown shoes is that, you know, the more formal clothes we wear, the darker the brown should be.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to wear a very dark navy grey suit, dark nutty brown, if that's their thing.
You regret the tan shoe blue suit era, do you?
Oh, I can't go there. I can't go there.
You should have been kept away from Punchestown every year then for the last five years.
And, you know, tan suits are fine, but I prefer them with that kind of tweedy jacket look and a pair of jeans. But again,
so what's a yes for shoes?
Okay.
Somebody, man has to buy one pair of shoes for as many occasions as possible. What's he buying?
If he's very cool, he's going to go out and buy himself a dark brown suede shoe.
Okay. In the kind of brogue pattern one,
yeah,
or
brogue,
loafers?
Loafer. Now, loafer is very, very cool. But if you're kind of, now, to be honest, a dark brown derby shoe looks great, dark brown suede. But dark brown suede will go with all those lovely colours for this autumn winter, like dark grey, olives and all that. So that's you being extremely trendy. And I would also say you need a leather jacket is a really good buy for this autumn winter. Leather jackets are all back in.
Okay.
And also if you're someone that travels a lot, the chore jacket is great, but also an unlined blazer. All an unlined blazer is just a jacket without lining, effectively. And it's a bit more casual, it's a bit more relaxed, but has the tailoring.
Okay, Aoife Dunican, the Style Bob, thanks very much for coming in on that. If you haven't learned something from that, you haven't been listening. Now, we're going to take a break. We're back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.